Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and just so glad that you've joined us today. And man, what an incredible series this has been, walking through Luke chapter 15 and even just thinking about the impact that the prodigal story has, as we have looked at the younger son, what's maybe known as the prodigal, and how he rebelled. And then this week, we've been kind of looking at this idea of some themes from the older brother, who often represents this out of the religious leaders, those of us who can tend to be struggle with the sin of pride, and how we see in him this sense of lacking of dependence, or even an elevated, puffed up view of himself and his own goodness, and how he is just as lost as his younger brother. Even though he's already at home with the father, he is relationally disconnected. And so as we've looked at some of those themes, and today we're going to kind of unpack and explore even more this idea of not just pride in others, but pride within ourselves. And the psalmist in Psalm 10 kind of writes these words, really talking about God's view of those who see themselves with pride. Psalm 10 verse 2 says, "In arrogance, the wicked hotly pursue the poor. Let them be caught in the schemes that they would have devised, for the wicked boasts of their desires of his soul, and the one greedy for gain curses and renounces the Lord. In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God." And really what the psalmist is trying to communicate here is the impact that pride has on ourselves. It has us doing things, pursuing things out of an overconfidence in ourselves that honestly dishonor the Lord, that there is a greediness, there is an overconfidence in who we are. And ultimately, it underneath it all is this confidence in ourselves. It's trusting and putting our faith in ourselves. That's what he means by this. His thoughts are, there is no God. Now, this person may believe in God, may even, you know, be a part of worshiping God, but his actions and the way that they are living is a reflection that truly there's a greater confidence and trust in themselves. And this past Sunday, just talking about this idea from the older son, one of the things that I talked about was not just that the older brother has an angry heart, but he has a prideful heart. And if you think about it, at the center of pride is I. Literally spell it out. In the middle of pride is I. And that's so fitting, because in pride, our focus is so much on ourselves. There's an overconfidence in who we are and what we do and how we live and how we think about ourselves. And we're really consumed with ourselves. I mean, the older brother, right? Like, in all that I've done, I've never disobeyed, and you've never let me, and I wanted to have a celebration and you wouldn't give me, me. And that's the problem with ourselves, is we end up focusing on ourselves. We end up focusing on our wants, our desires, more than anybody else's. And it's just thinking about that in our own lives. Like, I remember having a conversation with my wife, and it was really funny, because she was like, "I think out of all the sins, like, I don't really struggle much with pride." Now, this was a while ago. It was early on in our marriage. And I just thought that was pretty funny, because she's like, "I don't really consider myself a prideful person." But as, you know, she continued to grow and even just reflect on pride isn't just this arrogance, but it really began to show out about, like, man, I have this sense of wanting to control things that I feel like my actions and my decisions are what control my life. And the reality is there has to be, our faith is in essence declaring that I'm trusting in the Lord more than myself. And just thinking about this for ourselves, and maybe for you as we listen here, one of the articles, and just looking at my sermon for last week, I ran across a couple really helpful questions that can help us diagnose what's going on in us and whether we have pride. And one of those is, often when we think about our lives, is this question: whose sin are you focused on? Like, think about that as you go through life, and your family and your friends and your relationships, or at work, or you hear things like, whose sin do you tend to focus more about? Is it often the sin of others, the sin of your spouse or your children or someone out there? Do you focus on other people's sins more than your own sin? That can be a symptom that you are struggling with pride. Another one is where do you find joy and security and contentment? Like, where do those things come from? Is it in a relationship? Is it in, you know, some of your job and what you're able to do? Is it where you live or the stuff that you do? Or is it your family and your kids? Like, do we tend to find joy and security and contentment in the things of this world? And if that's the case, the reality is there's pride, as we're saying, hey, I'm going to go and find these things for me because I've got to find it for myself. I can't trust in someone else, namely God, to provide that for me. And then the last question is who do you want to please with your life? Like, who do you want pleased throughout the day? And man, if we're honest, I know for me, this was the one that really hit me is often I can sit at home and think about, man, gosh, I just want to relax, or I just want to watch the game, or, you know, it's often like, man, can they just serve me? And I don't say that. I mean, that's ridiculous, right? But when I think about my attitude, it's often I just want to be the one who served. And that is the sin of pride. You see, pride is a prison that perpetuates anger and hurt and foolishness, while it keeps at bay the restorative effects of conviction, humility, and reconciliation. That was a quote from Josh Squires in talking about this idea that pride can be a prison for us. And so that's where the hope for you and I is how the gospel destroys pride. That it's the same gospel that saved us also sanctifies us from this issue of pride. That really the way that we start destroying pride is not depending upon ourselves, but depending upon Christ. Depending on the brother, the perfect son who obeyed all the Father's commands, who worked and accomplished our salvation that we receive by faith, by trusting in Jesus's work and not our own. That's the good news of what Jesus is trying to tell us through that story, through that parable, is that reminder that in our hearts, if we're battling and struggling with pride, the way that we combat that is not by trying harder and doing more, but it's by trusting the Father more. It's by loving him and letting God work on our hearts as we depend on him to restore us, both in our relationships and ultimately our relationship with him. So I just want to take a moment, let us pray. And maybe for you, this is a moment where you can reflect on in your own life. And maybe where does pride show up, that we could confess that to the Lord and trust that as we seek him, as we depend on him, we put our faith in him and not ourselves, that begins to root away that in our lives, that pride, which ultimately will begin to show itself in humility in how we live. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just being so patient with us. God, that oftentimes we can so easily reflect upon and look at the sin in others, that Lord, we don't often pause to look at our own sin, to look at the log in our own eyes before the speck in our brother's or sister's eye. And so, God, thank you for the reminder of what we see in pride, that Lord, it's a dependence upon self and not on you. And Lord, that is not the life of a Christian, of a follower of Jesus. We wholly depend upon Christ and Christ alone for our strength, for our security, for our identity, for our purpose. God, you provide those things. We don't need to go and achieve those things. We receive those things by faith in you. So Lord, continue to point out in my life and in our lives the areas where we are wholly focused upon ourselves and not focusing on you. Would you help us repent? Would you help us to trust? Let us go and celebrate, Lord. Celebrate the work that you are doing in and through us for your glory and our good. God, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Won't you take a few moments and pray?